Gorgeous Entrepreneurs on Radio Gorgeous. So I went to the Bull, a pub in Westfield, for the Shepherd's Bush meeting of Athena Network for Women. I met up with Lizzie, Nameen and Joanne.
So hi, what's your name and what's your business?
Hi, my name's Lizzie Nicol. I am a women's health and wellness coach. I help women to let go of whatever it is that's holding them back, whether that is extra weight, whether that's a lack of energy, whether that's they're not sleeping very well or having trouble balance their lives. And
Need you.
Yes, I know. Thank God. I'm so glad you said that. And generally step up and live bigger, braver lives.
Ooh, I love it. Now, someone said something about forest yoga. What's that?
I teach a practice called forest yoga. It is nothing to do with practicing in the woods, which so many people always say, is that something to do? Do you just do tree pose? Do you just do animal poses? No, it's a very strong, very grounding, very healing practice. You hold poses for quite a long time and really work into them and really experience them. And through that medium of the body, big changes can start to happen in your life. It's a practice I'm just wedded to it. I love it so much.
How did you come across it?
I've been practicing yoga for about 7 years, I suppose, on and off, and I dabbled in this and dabbled in that, and I'd done bits of vinyasa and bits of hatha, and
as we all do, indeed.
And then one year, it must have been only 3 years ago now, I went to the Om Yoga show, and I stumbled into the bookshop there, and I saw a book called Fierce Medicine by Anna Forrest, and I bought it and devoured it within about 2 days. Anna Forrest, the creator of Forest Yoga, has had an absolutely extraordinary life and has changed her from coming from extremely, extremely difficult circumstances, turned her entire life around with yoga, and now does the same thing with other people. And I just knew when I read this book, I just knew that I'd found my practice. And within 2 weeks, I found a teacher, and within a year, I was a teacher. So, yeah.
That's amazing. So how could people find you, Lizzie?
You can find me online at howweeatnow.com. My forest yoga information is on there too. All of my social handles are at howweeatnow. So
How We Eat Now sounds like you're a nutritionist.
I'm a health coach, so I have nutrition training, but the qualification that I have is in coaching.
Tell me your latest person that came to you and what they said.
So one of the, it's January, I've spoken to so many people this week. So for instance, I was talking to a woman on, I think Monday this week. She has a 2-year-old child who doesn't sleep very well. She is not sleeping herself very well. She falls asleep as soon as her head hits the pillow, but her daughter wakes her up very early in the morning. That leads to a lack of energy levels, which means that she can't go and do the things she wants to do. She desperately wants to go swimming. She wants to be out and about and active, but cannot find the energy. She's also relying on sweet things. She's eating a ton of chocolate and a ton of carbs, just because that's what our bodies look for when we're very tired. And her husband is an insomniac, so they are having... it's her health and her well-being and his health and his well-being are kind of driving them apart as well. So from one fundamental foundational problem, which is they're not sleeping very well, it's having a huge effect on the rest of her life. And she's a photographer and she's not managing her business in the way that she wants to be as well. So I'm doing some work with her at the moment to try and rebalance things out step by step by step.
Gosh, so that sounds an incredible story. So you've just met her. Can you tell me, like, now the end of a story, you know, a successful story, you know, person that you've dealt with, and how did it happen?
I'll tell you my absolute favourite story. This was one of my very first clients. I'm smiling so much as I say this because she's become a friend and she's absolutely wonderful. And it was just as I'd started out in my business, and she really put her faith in me. And she wanted to lose some weight for a wedding. She wanted to get healthy. She felt really stuck in a rut. She had been a runner in the past and just wasn't doing anything. And she just, you know, in that stuck in a rut kind of feeling.
All
we all know that, exactly. And 6 months down the line, she invited me to her wedding. And the first thing that happened is I was in the bathroom. And you know, as you do when you're in the bathroom at weddings, and you, oh, how do you know the couple? How do you know the couple? And I said, well, you know, I worked with her to, you know, help her get ready for her big day. And she said, oh, you're the one. You're the girl that she keeps going on about. And then, that wasn't even the best of it. She grabbed me, the bride, she grabbed me on the dance floor with both hands. And she said, three dress sizes. She looked beautiful in her wedding dress, and she just said, three dress sizes, Lizzie. I feel and I look amazing, and that's what you did. And it's my favourite story ever.
I've got goosebumps, I really do.
It's my favourite story ever, and she's still a great friend. And she's still, because what I do is not a quick fix, it's usually a 6-month step-by-step programme, and she's still in just a wonderful place.
So Lizzie Nicol, tell us your website again.
HowWeEatNow.com.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
You're so welcome, thank you so much.
Radio Gorgeous.
Hi, I'm Josephine from Radio Gorgeous. What's your name and what do you do?
I'm Nermeen, and I'm a spare set of hands for the really busy business person.
Okay, you were saying something about being a feminist and it caught my ear. Can you just tell us a story? What's happening?
Well, I'm going to be getting married soon. And as I understand it, on the wedding certificate, there is a place for your father. There's nothing for your mother.
Yeah, they ask what's your profession now, of your father. Yeah.
I've looked into it. Yeah. And as I understand it, and I could be wrong, but I did hear this on a podcast by some reputable lawyers. And what they say is the reason that the mother's name is not on there is because it's inconvenient, because it didn't fit the template.
I don't believe a word of it.
Well, there's a campaign going on from the last 3-4 months saying anyone who's getting married, by all means, put your father's name down if you want, but on the side, scribble your mother's name.
Yeah!
And that's exactly what I'm going to do, and so is my girlfriend.
Great.
We're both going to be doing that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on Radio Gorgeous. That's
pleasure.
A brilliant story. And good luck with your wedding.
Thank you.
Now, can you tell me your name and what you do?
My name's Joanne Bonnet. I'm an independent consultant and a national vice president with Arbonne International, which is a very grand title.
I know, I'm scared of you.
It actually means that with our Arbonne business, which is a health and wellness company, skincare, cosmetics, nutrition, you may have heard of us before. You probably talked to my fabulous colleague, Joe Sumner, that I've reached the top level of our success ladder, if you like, in the company.
Woo.
And having a great life. I quit the rat race. Swapped software for skincare and haven't looked back.
And how long ago was that?
About 6 years ago, when I was decided that I really wanted to spend more time with my family, less time with my boss, and and be my own boss and work
so
from home.
So Arbonne, can you tell us about the brand?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pure, safe, beneficial brand that was established 35 years ago. So it was developed on a foundation of principles where we have the best of nature and the best of science working together to create great results with products that really work. So it's something for everybody, from skincare, anti-aging across all skin types, cosmetics, nutrition. But from my point of view, although I had no background in that area, I used all these products every day and saw that it was a great business opportunity combining these great products with an online business model and a global outreach.
What, because you believed in the product?
I believed in the product.
How's your skin changed since you started using it?
I saw a consultant dermatologist since I was 12 years old, and although we don't make for eczema and terrible sort of dry skin, very sensitive skin.
You've got green eyes and dark hair, that probably is quite sensitive colouring.
It is, yes, and I've struggled with that all my life, but Arbonne doesn't make medical claims about our products, but when you take
you
out...
can't legally, I don't
no,
think.
No, no, so when you take out a lot of the nasties that are in so many of today's products, some of the chemicals, the toxins, the irritants, and you're left with a purer product, but that's been formulated to actually deliver results. You know, I've seen my skin's got clearer, my hair's growing more, and I'm not suffering from the things that I used to suffer from for many years. But more than that, it's not just how I look, it's how I feel, and it's my lifestyle that's changed.
Wow. So, yeah, Joanne, who's the regional kind of director, she's in charge of kind of West London.
Yeah.
She works for Arbonne as well. She's an Arbonne consultant.
Yeah, we're all independent.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We run our own businesses, which is why it's so flexible and it can fit around any other existing business. Or
so it's a bit like, do you have like an Arbonne party? Is it that sort of thing?
Some people do like to get a few people together, share the products and share the experience. What I found has worked worked best is sharing the products with an experience one-to-one, like you would with a friend, having a chat over a coffee, say, you know, I found these great products, I love them, why don't you try them for yourself for a few days? And then you get the chance to really experience them and make a decision if they're a fit for you for the products, but also whether the business, which is word of mouth recommendation online, could also be something that you could look at
for
yourself.
And how do people find Arbonne if they want to try it or if they want to do it as a business?
Well, I would recommend, because I've been introduced to you through Jo, that you would visit joannesumner.arbonne.com, and on there you will find all of our products. You'll find Joanne's contact details. You can get in touch with her directly, and she'll be able to help you.
Can you try some of the products?
Yes, absolutely. She would be able to help you try the products. Some of our new sports nutrition is really a big hit, particularly with people who are looking at taking care of themselves, exercising, detox.
You've got the whitest eyes I've ever seen of anyone our age. Yeah.
I'm 82. This is good stuff.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio
Gorgeous. It's great to chat to you.
RadioGorgeous.com.
So I'm back now with Joanne Bonnet, is that right?
Yep.
Who is just saying how Athena, because obviously we're talking about people's businesses, but also the angle is we're at Athena meeting. How did Athena help you?
Yeah, when I started my business 6 years ago, I came out of a very full-on corporate career, and I started a business which was something very different, Arbonne, home-based network marketing, skincare, nutrition. And although I absolutely fell in love with the products, what I also knew was this was a business. And if I was looking for smart people who were interested in supporting me as I ventured out on my own and taking a look at a business model, giving me advice, then where would I go? And a really good friend of mine, an accountant, was a member of a local Athena group, introduced me, and I've been connected with Athena ever since. And it's been really, really key, not just in the people that I've met who've joined my business along the way, but the support that we've had for each other, the other networks that I've reached out into, people that you know you can pick the phone up because there's someone who's an expert in almost every field that you can imagine, and the ability to go to different groups, different locations, and really
how do you get in with different groups then, because you obviously want to spread the word of Arbonne. How would you do that?
Yeah, well, as long as there's no one who is representing your own company or your own profession in a group, then you can go along. Once you're a member of one group, you can go as a guest to another group, so you can travel to different places. I've been invited to be after lunch speaker. We've had various other conferences and events that Jacqueline Rogers has organised, which have been hugely inspirational. And it's just a really great positive network to be around. And if you're a woman in business, I would say this is the smarter place to be.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For more information about going to Athena Network or setting up a group yourself, go to theathenanetwork.co.uk. Radio Gorgeous.